Hello and welcome back to the Gully Scorecard podcast. In today's episode, we will be making our Premier League predictions for the upcoming 2021 season.
At the end of the season, we will review our predictions based on a point system, with an unpleasant forfeit for the loser. On today's episode, we have a guest. Arnav is a high school friend of mine, but more importantly, a passionate Liverpool fan.
Stay tuned till the end for our controversial predictions and where we think each of our respective teams will finish.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter for episode updates, and make sure you subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy our content. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. We have a special guest with us today. Arnav, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Arnav, Liverpool fan. Avid Liverpool fan, of course.
Yeah. For the people that don't know me from school. Arnav and I went to school together for 11th and 12th. But yeah, he's ready to make his predictions today.
And, oh God.
Arnav, do you want to tell us what the forfeit is?
Yes. This is probably my favorite and least favorite part, the forfeit. So basically, we have a point system, which we'll explain when we do the final review. But the point, basically, whoever gets the worst score, or however you interpret it, will have to wear a United jersey, because we all hate United, post it on their Instagram, post it on the Gully Scorecard Instagram, and keep it as their profile picture for a week.
And you have to put on your story saying hashtag GTMU.
Yeah. All of that shit.
Either way, it's terrible.
Okay.
It's the worst forfeit possible.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I told Arnav about this. We didn't just tell him, come on the show and learn.
No. Listen, first you said, you want to come on the podcast? I'm like, yeah, fine. Do your predictions. I made predictions that put some random ones in there. Then he tells me, oh, you have to wear a United jersey if you lose. Then I was like, oh, shit, I have to take this seriously.
So you weren't going to take it seriously if I did.
Yeah, bro, I had Tottenham in my top four otherwise.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't think there's anything much left in the introduction. You just want to get straight into it?
Yes, cool.
Oh, we should probably explain the point system.
No, we'll do that at the end, because, like, that's extreme.
Okay, we can do that at the end.
At least for me, my brain is too small to handle that point system.
Jeez. Okay, who wants to go first?
I think you should go.
We'll go bottom to top. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so my bottom three from 20th to 18th, I have West Brom finishing bottom.
Okay.
I have Fulham in 19th. And this is probably one of my most controversial picks for the entire prediction.
I feel like I know who you're going to put.
But I have West Ham in 18th. West Ham,
yeah, I think that's not controversial at all.
I mean, they're bad, but like, bro, they always sit there up somehow.
Have you seen their stadium? Imagine that in the championship.
That's sad.
Okay, let's Arnav go second.
Yeah, so I have Fulham bottom and West Brom 19th.
Okay.
My 18th team, I wasn't sure, but I put Brighton.
Okay, right. Hmm.
Yeah, that's nice. That's actually quite
simple. We'll debate on this after the three of us finish.
Yeah. So mine is actually two out of three of mine are the same as Arnav's. Like, I have Fulham in 20th and I have Brighton in 18th. But I have Aston Villa in 19th. Arnav, you have Aston Villa.
Do you think West Brom will stay up?
Yeah, I think West Brom is like 17th in mine. Like,
oh,
just
wow, shit.
Like, skin at 18th.
Okay.
I put Villa going down.
Okay, so the reason I don't agree with Brighton going down, because I feel like we underestimated Potter as a manager. They have some like decent players like Bissouma, Mopé. I feel like that's why every year I feel like we underestimate teams like Brighton and Burnley to go down. But I feel like this time I'll give them a chance.
So why I put them down,
yeah.
They haven't really made any major signings besides Lallana.
That's true.
And he's not going to be fit 100%. He always gets injured. And Because of Ty, he'll get his wish that Brighton get relegated finally.
Ty!
He's my hero.
Anuj, your reason for
Fulham bottom. Villa, I feel that Villa, they barely survived last season and they really had to dig really deep to get that victory. And I don't think that if they're put in such a situation again, considering the pressure which they already have on them to stay up once again and the pressure that Grealish will have on himself, like he has to pull them out of the dirt again and again and again. I don't think he'll have it in him to do it again and keep Villa up this time at least. I think Brighton are just shit.
I would have predicted Villa to go down if they lost Grealish. Like if they lost Grealish, gone. Like they could have been bought. They can be bottom as well. But I feel like they're just escaping relegation for me. West Ham. I think West Ham will go down because their club is in a shambles right now. Like the nobles turning against them. They're going against the board for some of the signings that they've made. They're trying to terminate Wilshere's contract. Moyes will probably get sacked halfway through the season. Like he always does.
That's trademark Moyes. Get sacked and he'll go to West Brom after that when West Brom are doing bad and keep them up and then leave. That's all he'll do.
Isn't the West Brom manager right now the ex-West? Oh shit! Okay, but yeah, I feel like that's slightly controversial, but I think West Ham will put on.
I think most like West Ham fans also think they're going down, so I think that's probably a good prediction because of that.
Yeah, plus they haven't made any signings yet.
They haven't. Oh yeah.
Who's the guy that they let go of? That the club was.
Liam Ghana.
Yeah.
Okay, where did he go?
West Brom.
West Brom. Yeah. Oh, if he relegates West Ham, that'll be too funny, man. Too fucking funny.
Yeah,
out of all people.
Okay. But then even West Brom, they haven't really made any other major signings. They have Charlie Austin still.
Is Solomon Rondon still there?
Or is he? I think he went to China somewhere.
That guy was a legend.
He's got to make bags now. He's done enough.
Solomon Rondon was a legendary guy, bro. Not much to say. I mean, Fulham's just shit. They're just shit. we saw that today. I mean, it was so bad against Arsenal. The only saving grace is Mitrovic. That's about it.
Yeah. But then again, wasn't he there last season? Like last time they were in the Premier, he was there.
He was at Newcastle then.
No, he was at Fulham.
He was at Fulham.
He still scored like 13, 14 goals or something back then.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's enough to keep them up, but if they stay up, it'll be him that does something major.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to go through 17 to 14 now? Let's do 17 to 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Same order? I'll go first, okay. So I have Villa finishing 17th. Brighton 16th. This one, I don't know, based on the result today might seem a bit odd, but I have Crystal Palace finishing 15th. And I probably should give them some more respect for what they've been doing for the last few seasons, but I have Burnley finishing 14th.
Yo, what the hell? That's so similar to mine.
Really?
Wow. Burnley actually quite shocking. I didn't put them that
way. Yeah. What, Anav, you go?
I think we have Brighton and West Ham mixed up and it's the same. So I have Villa 17, 16 West Ham, 15 Palace and 14 Burnley also.
Oh, that's very similar. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, mine's a bit different to you guys. Yeah.
You go?
Yeah, mine has a controversial one here. So I have 17th is West Brom, which I mentioned earlier. 16th is Leeds. Okay, I know they played
16th Leeds.
Yeah, I know they played well today, but I just feel their defense is too unreliable to stay up, to not, you know, get top 10.
They did give away a lot of chances today, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, you know, Liverpool had 22 shots today.
Yeah.
22 shots. I mean, I know it's Liverpool, but like, still, that's, I don't think their defense is reliable enough. That's why I feel they'll come 16th. And then I put West Ham 15th and Crystal Palace 14th.
Unless West Ham sorts out their issues, I really don't think they've got enough in them to, you know, pull 15th, like what you said.
But West Ham have a better squad than most teams below them, or like around them, actually.
Yeah, but they have a good squad.
I don't think Moyes is the right manager for them.
Like a third time he's the manager or something. I've lost count.
Probably.
He's always been
there. Always fucking there. what else did you say? I mean, Arnav and I is pretty similar. Palace in 14th. Palace, the big thing is they haven't lost Zaha.
Yeah, I don't know how they haven't lost Zaha. I mean, he could still go.
Yeah, if he goes at the end, this would probably be quite different.
I think we all have made like Palace because they have signed some good players, like that Eze guy they signed from QPR. He's a baller. You saw him drop that guy today.
Southampton. Was it Walker Peters?
I think it was Walker Peters. Yeah, he fully dropped him, and then that's a good signing. And they might sign Benrahma from.
They got Batshuayi from us.
Yeah. Actually, there might be. Anyway, I still think the defense is just covered, so they probably finish moving.
They always start well and then they'll just slowly fall down.
They either start well or they start fucking horrifically, like that Frank de Boer season where they
he got sacked in four games indeed.
Yeah, they didn't score in four games, and then the first team they scored against was Chelsea.
And they won against Chelsea as well.
Okay. And the other one, Arnav, reason for Burnley 14th and not any higher.
They'll just park the bus, they'll manage, they'll get 14th. It'll be nice for them. They haven't really made any signings either, so I don't see them improving anywhere.
But don't you think we should put like some respect on Sean Dyche's name? Like
I think you should. Because they finished 10th, 11th last season?
I think 10th, yeah.
Yeah, and like Nick Pope, man, he's still there. That's a solid.
Nick Pope could still leave.
I mean, he could still leave, but if he still stays there, he had the second most clean sheets last season. They grind out results, man. I respect them for that. Even though they're a shit club to play against at a shit stadium with fucking shit, like annoying players, they still managed to pull it off. So that's off for them.
Yeah, they're decent. I like that guy. What's his name? Dwight McNeil. He's nice. He's good.
He's really likable.
They have, who was the striker's name? Jay Rodriguez. Chris Wood, Jay Rodriguez. Yeah, I don't know. This was just me filling in the table. I put Burnley as 14th.
Yes, filling in places when there's so much on the line.
No, because I feel like the team is above them or better. That's about it.
Let's see. If Burnley causes you a downfall, anyways.
Oh, fuck, bro. okay, so do you want to go 13 through 10?
Yeah.
I think this was the hardest bit for me. These four teams were the hardest to predict for me because honestly, these four teams could finish anywhere. So,
go on.
13th, I have Newcastle.
Okay.
12th, I have Leeds. 11th, I have Sheffield United.
Okay.
And this one is a bit hard, but 10th I have Southampton.
Oh, that's high.
Yeah.
I have Southampton in 10th as well.
I initially for me Leeds was at 10th, but I thought that was too high.
Okay, I have Sheffield actually in 13th, Newcastle 12th, Leeds 11th, and then Southampton 10th.
So same four teams. Same four teams. Okay. Anish, go.
Yeah, mine is Southampton in 13th. I feel that Ings had an amazing season last season, but I don't know if he can keep it up once again. That'll be a big thing for them.
Okay.
And Newcastle in 12th. just standard Newcastle position. Okay. Not too good, not too bad. Burnley in 11th.
Burnley in 11th.
Yeah, they'll replicate last season. Okay. And Sheffield in 10th. Very well.
Oh, wow. You don't think Sheffield will fall off?
I think they'll fall off, but they'll still manage to get 10th because they have made some signings which I like. Like, Ampadu's a signing which I really like. I think he's a good defender. Add to the squad. And I don't remember the name, but they did make another good signing.
They made Ramsdale. They got Ramsdale as well from Bournemouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the keeper. Yeah, they got Ramsdale as well. Yeah, because they left. Because Dean Henderson left. So they have made some smart signings. They're not high profile, but smart ones. So I think they'll be a little clutched in.
I mean, no one, I mean, last year, everyone probably predicted them to come last. Like, no one knew anything about them. But I don't think they'll hit the sights of last season.
It's too hard.
Wait, where do you have Sheffield?
Top six. Oh, I have them in 10th.
In 10th. And you had Southampton 13th. I think Newcastle probably could finish. I have Newcastle in 13th. I think Newcastle could be, you know, knocking on the door of top half. Because they've made some really nice signings. They made Wilson, Fraser.
Yeah.
They still have Saint-Maximin. I hope... I like Joe Linton, but he was so bad last season. He was so...
One goal and that was
that
fucking Tottenham.
They still have Jonjo Shelvey. I think their defense is a bit suspect. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Newcastle could surprise a lot of people this time.
I like Saint Maximin.
Where do you have Newcastle, Anuf?
I have them 12th.
Not much.
I actually don't think their defense is that bad, you know. They signed Lewis from Norwich, Lascelles and Shaw, decent.
Oh, yeah, they signed Lewis. Yeah,
they signed Jamal Lewis.
And Dubravka's pretty good for a keeper in the bottom. So.
Yeah, Dubravka is.
I think they might surprise a few teams if they can counter attack pretty well.
Yeah,
we'll surprise City every season.
Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah. City lost to some shit teams last season. Like some like
Chelsea, right?
Oh, fuck you, bro.
Nice one. So good.
But yeah, and then you had Southampton in 10th, right? Anav.
Yeah.
So yeah, Southampton, I feel like they've proven themselves. After that 9-0, that just gave them a spot.
Yeah.
I really like their manager, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's Jurgen Klopp-esque, I feel.
Yeah.
He motivates players quite a bit. Yeah, and they brought back this guy from Spurs. What's his name?
They made another good signing as well. You're talking about him.
Who? Who's Southampton?
I know Ings was playing, but they said they made a signing. I'm not sure. Maybe it was Palace or something.
They lost Højbjerg, which might be.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have
any. Yeah. But they got Walker Peters back. I don't think we have anything else to talk about. But I feel like these four teams could honestly finish anywhere between those. I could get them completely wrong.
Where did you have Leeds United?
I have Leeds at 12th.
Okay. Where? Yeah, I had them initially before the game 15th. Now I've put them up to 11th because
I haven't changed mine since Thursday. I made this before.
What?
Yeah, I haven't changed my prediction since Thursday. I
just went 10 minutes back.
Yeah, sorry.
I had Leeds in 12th on Thursday. So I had Leeds in 10th actually. And then I moved them to 12th because I thought Southampton would do better. But okay. We can move through 9 through 7 now.
Now it's the big boys.
Big boys. Big cocks. 9th, I have Leicester.
Okay.
9th, I feel like Leicester will drop off from last season. They lost Chilwell, which I thought was quite key. 8th, I have Wolves. And 7th, this is probably my most controversial one of the of the table. 7th, I have Spurs.
Oh, wow, I was expecting Arsenal. Damn.
No, 7th, I have Spurs. So I did this before. So yesterday I watched some of the Spurs documentary. I know Arnab likes the Spurs documentary.
Oh, it's really good.
But I kind of want them to do well now because it was a good documentary.
And you put them seventh.
I haven't changed my predictions.
Okay. Just disrespect your best ever manager like that.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Go on.
Yeah, I have Leicester ninth as well. They actually have quite a few injuries going into the season, even though they lost Chilwell, which I don't think is a big deal. I think like Madison, Pereira, they're all injured. And they have Europa League this season, so they could actually fall lower than ninth.
Who'd fill in left back? Would it be James Justin, right?
Yeah. They got the new guy, Castagna or something. He can play both sides.
Right.
Then, eighth, I have Wolves. They'll just do what they did last season, basically. And seventh, wait, you said, oh wow, you're going to have Everton high up. I have
said, yeah, Everton. Exactly. I was going to say that. This game.
I think you know where I have Everton now. So.
Yeah. Okay. I'll never mind Everton 17.
Yeah. Because their midfield is like one of the best in the league now.
Yeah. That's shit, dude.
But then that's always with Everton. They always make good signings. People expect them to challenge top four, and then they always just fall down below seventh.
Exactly.
So I have seventh is like a good, safe place for them.
Seventh, okay. Anuj?
Yeah, mine actually, I've gone even like lower for Everton. I have Everton in ninth. I feel their defense and Pickford is just every season they make blockbuster signing. They've signed they've done like 100 million worth of players, Sigurdsson, Richarlison, Calvert-Lewin, all of these players. Now they're signing Decore, they signed Hamas is a good signing, but he hasn't like, you know, been a star.
We have that guy, Fabian Allen as well.
Yeah, Allen is good. I like Allen. But I still feel Everton, somehow they're going to fuck up. They always fuck up. So Everton is ninth. Leicester is an eighth because I feel, as Anuj said, frankly, they have Europa League football, which I think they're going to go for. Because I think they know that Champions League, competing in the Premier League to get the top four spot again, will be extremely hard considering how much Chelsea and, you know, United have bulked up. So I think they'll go all out in the Europa League to secure Champions League. That's why I think they'll come in 8th. And then Wolves 7th. Yeah, they have no European football. They're good enough to be 7th.
Okay. Yeah, I think I could have predicted Wolves higher. Because, yeah, like you said, they don't have European football. But I feel like the depth in the squad isn't... They brought in... Who's the new striker that they brought in from Portugal?
Fabio Silva.
Yeah, Fabio Silva seems like a decent player. I mean, he could come play alongside. I don't know. I don't know if he'd play alongside Jimenez or no.
I haven't heard of him. Apparently, he's like a wonder kid or something.
Yeah. Was it from Porto? Porto.
Yeah.
I mean, Wolves could easily finish seventh. But my reason for Spurs finishing seventh was, if Harry Kane gets injured, it's done. They don't have a backup for him. And we saw that a lot last season. If Harry Kane gets injured, they don't have it. They're striking out. I mean, Son and Mora can only do a certain amount. I don't think they have a replacement for Kane yet. And ever since they lost Eriksen, I don't know if Højbjerg would play the Eriksen role, but I don't think they have that creative midfielder, which is why I think they'll finish 7th. Arnav, you had Everton 7th, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Oh, shit, yeah. I completely forgot. Liverpool, Everton. Yeah. Well, I mean, but they always...
I don't hate Everton. It's just before them not to do well.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know any Everton fans, do you?
I remember there was one kid in school who wore an Everton jersey for morning practice. So.
Kid in school?
Yeah, I was so surprised.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But like, you see those fan camps and so they have like Indian West Brom fans and all that. Where? How?
How what the happened? Bro, they...
What went wrong? Why West Ham?
Okay. So, what did Anuj say? He said what? Everton
9th. Everton 9th. I don't think.
Yeah,
Leicester and Wolves.
Leicester Wolves. I think Leicester, I don't think Vardy would have. I mean, we should probably put some respect on his name, but I don't think Vardy will have the season that he normally does. Normally does in the sense like in the last 3 years.
Eventually.
Yeah, I feel like this is probably the year that he'd drop off. And I don't think Leicester would do, especially since they have European football.
So, you know when fans are planning to come back, like they're planning for fans to come back, because that could have like a huge...
Yeah, that could have an effect, yeah. Especially in places
apparently
like Sheffield.
Off-season. I think it's mid-season they come back. I'm not sure, but I think post-Jan 2021, they'll start having fans.
No, I think I heard one of the panelists on the pre-show say, I think in October or November-ish, they allow limited capacity fans.
Oh.
And I think March, if things go right, they start, you know, filling up the stadiums.
They're planning to have like a second lockdown in the UK, so I don't see the fans coming back this season.
Oh wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Oh wow. Second lockdown.
At least full, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Oh shit.
Because when they opened up, they like properly opened up everything, and their bar culture is huge, right? Pub culture, whatever.
Yeah.
And everyone just kept going there and getting it. So
I mean, who are we?
Yeah, but Nikhil, didn't your Chelsea Brighton friendly have like some fans?
It did, like, yeah. It had limited fans.
Yeah.
Chelsea Brighton had a few fans. But I don't know how long the Premier League can go on without having fans, right?
Also, apparently, if they have to cancel the league, they'll just have the league table as it is whenever they cancel it. So some teams might pay less.
Yo.
Some might pay more.
I mean,
this doesn't stand.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah, we can all agree to that now. If shit goes down, we are not wearing United jersey if Sheffield is in first place after 3 game wins. I don't give a shit. Okay. It doesn't work.
Okay. So we'll do 6 and 5 now. I think 6 and 5, everyone. For other than me, I think 6 and 5 is pretty standard for both of you.
Yeah. I'm still...
Unless Arnav has some soft spots for Spurs.
Oh, I might...
Like Spurs in the league.
I don't know if I should switch them or not.
Go on. Wait, Nikhil, you go first.
Okay. 6 for me is Everton. And for me, I mean, Everton, I'll explain why I think Everton come 6th. And 5th for me, this one, I almost made another controversial decision here. But 5th, just with the miss on top 4, I think Arsenal.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep it. 6th, I have Arsenal.
Okay.
5, just for the documentary, I have Tottenham.
You seem like you want to wear the jersey, bro.
I had them top 4 before you told me this was happening, okay?
Oh, shit.
Okay, Anuj? I mean, I'm getting...
Yeah, minus 6, Arsenal 5. I just feel that we will miss out on top 4. I think even if we sign Partey, we will do well, but it will still be quite hard for us because, you know, we just have bad luck. I just think things will go wrong. But that's just me. That's just my bias. And as you mentioned, it is a biased show. But yeah, I just feel they're going to come up wrong. But I do feel Spurs, even though I've predicted them in 6th, they could slip further.
Yeah, could be. I think... For me, the key thing about Arsenal was they kept Aubameyang. Like, he's such a major part of that team. And I really like what Arteta is doing with the team. It seems, I mean, even if you don't watch, it seems a lot like the City project. Like,
I seem happy, man. I haven't seen our players happy in ages.
Yeah.
Weren't they fighting for the game, Ceballos and...
Yeah. So my theory on that was, like, since it's the opening game and shit, Arteta just want to stir up some shit before the match, so we don't want them to fight, just so that everyone talks about it.
Who fought Ceballos and who?
Nketiah.
Why?
Because there was some, you know, the Rondo drill, like, so...
Yeah.
So, like, apparently, Ceballos put a hard challenge on Nketiah, and then they reacted and they started pushing and shoving each other. But after the game, they posted a selfie saying, yeah, it's all good. And, I think it's just a focus.
Damn, I didn't even know this.
No, why not?
And you never know, they could just start fighting with the fans at some point. Xhaka, you'll always...
You never know this club, man.
But after he made that blunder when he said fuck off to the fans, after when he and he threw the captain's armband and all, after that he's been good. Like since then he's been decent.
I think having Arsenal at sixth, half of it is because of AFTV. I just kind of want to see them still without troops. They need some.
My
some
guy
content.
Troops is gone, bro. My guy troops is left. So sad. Like I don't really give a shit about Arsenal. Like I like seeing Arsenal lose, obviously, but and it was mainly because of AFTV. But now I like,
yeah.
Who cares? I mean, Anuj obviously cares.
Yeah, but I
wish. And I think they might choose going further into the Europa League more than top four. So I think that might keep them back a bit.
True.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then Tottenham, I think a lot of the players got injured last season. Like Kane, Son, Sissoko was out, Lloris was out. And I think if this time, if they keep fit, I think fifth is possible. So,
but if they don't keep fit, is what my worry is. Like they don't have a strong enough bench for them to, you know.
Yeah, I think I don't know if Mourinho will just give up. I don't know if he'll just give up Europa League. He won it with United.
I don't think he'll give it up.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll stick with it. Fifth. That's fine.
Stick with fifth.
So my reason for Spurs finishing in six is I don't feel they have enough depth. I feel that their starting 11 is good, but their backup players are simply not good enough. And especially like they sold Vertonghen.
Yeah.
His contract expired.
His contract, yeah, expired, whatever. Yeah, he's gone. And then their backup center back is like Foyth or something.
They have Sanchez.
They have Sanchez, yeah, but backup.
He's a starting center back now.
Oh, yeah.
Levinson Sanchez is starting center back.
Oh, Dio last year to play there.
Yeah,
Dyer. I don't understand why Mourinho liked Dyer so much.
He loves those type of players, man. He loves those type of players.
Ndombele.
Yeah. It was so weird in the documentary. They just started speaking Portuguese to each other in the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So weird.
I know Dyer like lived there and stuff, but it was, I just didn't expect that.
I had no idea. I had no idea Dyer had lived in Portugal. I was like, what the fuck?
He's still pretty good at it too. Fair play to him.
Yeah, he did pretty well. Yeah, for me, Spurs at sixth because I have Everton. I feel Everton will finish. I have Everton in sixth because I feel like this time I feel like with the so like you said earlier the about Everton making so many signings and them still all being shit, right? I think this time. This time they have a very, very good manager. I think this time they'll go in the right direction. I really like their left back as well. I'm surprised they kept hold of him. Luke Dean. I really like him. I like Doucouré, obviously. Alan, James Rodriguez. They've made some really good signings. And Richarlison probably have another good season. So I think out of the regular top six, I think Everton will be the one that breaks into it this year. Yeah.
That's a story every season. I've lost hope in predicting them in sixth.
Okay. Before we move on to the top four, a word from our sponsors. Okay. So, in fourth, just fourth, I have United.
Gonna have to censor that.
I think United on paper probably one of the best 11s in the Premier League, but beyond that, they don't have enough depth for me to challenge for the title. I think Van de Beek is good. I think he's a good replacement for Matic, but this could all change if they signed Jadon Sancho. Is what I think. In third.
Wait, should we do.
We'll do one.
I initially had Spurs. But then, I think just United because they have a decent squad and a little more consistent now. My only thing is, since they're in the Champions League now, they're not going to play their B team or whatever in the champion. They're not going to be playing Lingard or whatever in there. So their players are going to have to play a lot more this time. And I think towards the end of the season, they got really tired and they showed that they weren't playing as well. So I think fourth is fair for them.
Fourth is fair. And Anuj?
Yeah, pains me to say it, but I think United will finish fourth. Although I really hope that something derails them, some injury, something.
Yeah, an injury to Bruno Fernandes. They're
done. Oh, they'll still get a penalty if he gets injured. He'll injure someone else.
He'll limp onto the pitch with his fucking crutches and then take the penalty. It doesn't matter.
Bro, that guy, bro, how many penalties? But yeah, I mean, injury to him, it's done. I don't think they'll do well.
But regardless, like, as I actually forgot, Anam made a good point about how they have Champions League and competition would be as easy.
That. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So I could have put them in fifth.
Okay, for me, in third, begrudgingly.
Oh, you.
Begrudgingly.
What?
I've put my boys in third.
Oh, you're not putting them for the league, huh? You're not putting them as champions.
Yeah, I was thinking making Chelsea invincible champions.
Fake fan.
No.
So, spend some 1 billion and you can't even get top two. What is this?
So, my thing is, even if we finish like 10th this season, right? I definitely think next season we're proper title challengers because I don't think the new players that we've brought in have time to gel with each other. So I think initially we could, you know, drop a few points and that could cost us, you know, a title challenge. But I think third for Chelsea is where I'd go.
Do you think they're going to win any of the other cups, like FA Cup or anything?
Champions League, bro. I think we'll win the Champions League.
No. We'll win the Champions League. With Kepa in goal. Bro, we tried that with Carrius. We'll see what happens.
We actually might sign this Edouard Mendy guy from...
Yeah.
From Rennes or I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't know if he's any good. Like, people thought Kepa was good before he came.
Better than Kepa, bro. That's it. It's better than Kepa. Bro, have you seen that guy keep? Did you see him in the 5-3 game against Liverpool? He didn't even move for some of them.
The last goal he conceded was terrible.
Oh, God.
It's just lovely to watch him keep, man. As an opposition fan, it makes me happy. It's
so fucking annoying.
I think he's going to play more than you think, to be fair, Kepa.
I'll give him credit if he does well this season, but I know 2 years isn't like much time, but come on, you play for a top four side, you should be better than that.
Doesn't he have like the lowest save percentage in like...
He's negative. He's fucking negative. It's like he's expect... There's some stat I mentioned to Nikhil earlier. It's like expected goals conceded or something like that.
Yeah. So
he's like... He is conceding more goals than the number of shots he's facing. It's some sort of stat like that. So he has... It's like he's throwing the ball into the net, basically. That's how bad he was last season.
He had the worst in the Prem. Europe, he had like... What, some
130th or something. Yeah, it was in the 130s. Yeah.
It was so bad. Like, our clowns in defense didn't help, but... if he had rectified his errors, I really think he could have, you know, solidified third.
You got like a huge lead up to.
I mean, Leicester had the biggest lead, but
they have Brendan Rodgers. You can't trust him. Listen, I blocked that entire Chelsea game out of.
You redeemed yourself.
You kind of did, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean,
he did well. He redeemed his reputation in the Premier League to some extent by guiding Leicester to fifth, even though he bottled it. Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Anuv, who do you have in third?
Yeah, Chelsea as well. Again, I'm not sure about Lampard, like, since he lost two seasons, one at Derby, one at Chelsea. He's always played with like youth players, decent players, and now he has like all the big players. I don't know how he's going to handle like the dynamics of the players, the egos. And I'm not sure, is Aspilicueta like your only like long-term serving player after Willian left?
Yeah, he's a longer serving player.
Like, obviously. I know Conte's been there, but he's not like a leader. He's just a quiet guy.
Yeah. We're hoping Thiago Silva can come in and be on.
That's true, yeah.
But yeah, that's actually true. So, controversially, I told Anuj this. I was completely fine if we didn't sign Havertz. I would have been completely fine if we didn't. Obviously, he's a bonus and he's a really, really good talent. And if he didn't go this year, he probably would have gone to Madrid or Barca next season. But I was fine with us not signing him because obviously we had signed Werner and Ziyech at this point. And I was like, okay, let's use this money on our defenders. I think the signing of Havertz stunts the growth of Mason Mount. Because
I can't believe it.
Because I have a soft spot for Mount. I think he's really, really good. I thought he was one of our best performers. Him and Kovacic, I think they were like our best players last season. So I was completely fine if we didn't sign Havertz. Obviously, Havertz is a bonus. But yeah, we'll see.
Manav, what are your thoughts on Mount? Do you hate him or not?
I think he's fine. I don't know if his growth will be stunted. I think if they rotate and he still plays well, he can show like Lampard, you should play me more, and then that'll help him like mentality wise. So I don't think it's a bad thing that Havertz is there.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that. But I think Mount, for me, he proved to Chelsea fans that he should be starting every game last season.
But also, I don't think Mount's going to suffer as much as Tammy Abraham.
But the thing is, Tammy fell off. Tammy fell off.
But he still got, 15 goals last season?
Yeah. Tammy's 11 of them in the first half. So.
Yeah, Tammy definitely a good secondary striker. But see, I guess that's the same for Mount. But you have to have competition for places, especially when you're young.
But do you think Giroud is ahead of Abraham right now?
It depends on...
Wait, no, he's leaving, right? Isn't he? Is Giroud?
No. He's been linked to Juventus, but I don't think he's leaving. It depends on the formation that we play. So if we're playing with five at the back, I'd probably play Giroud. He can hold up and let the fullbacks and wingers overlap him. But if we're playing 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3-3, I'd probably play Tammy.
You think with 4-2-3-1 you'll have enough defensive cover? With I guess Conte is there, but then...
last season we played five at the back because we didn't have enough defensive cover. But this season I'm hopefully Thiago Silva isn't a bastard and he actually defends well.
I need that Thiago Silva failure season.
Bro, hopefully he does well and we have Conte to cover, probably 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3. And Giroud will probably be the casualty there.
How long is Chilwell out for? Because then you have Marcus.
Emerson or Marcus?
Marcus, Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar.
I told Anuj, I told Anuj before we started this podcast. Our goal on this podcast, our first goal should be to get that guy on our podcast.
Marcus Alonso.
Not Marcus Alonso.
He's in Bangalore, you know?
Yeah, Bangalore only. So that would be fun. But okay. That's besides.
If you're listening to this, Mr. Angry Rant Fan, officially invite you to the podcast. Invite you to the podcast.
This should be our snippet for Instagram.
DM him. I don't think he'd do it, but might as well try.
I mean, not yet, at least. Not yet.
Bro, Troops is doing his podcast. You need to get competition.
Troops is...
We'll call Troops, yeah, man.
We'll call Troops. That guy is full Arsenal bias. Okay.
So, I'll have a fun time.
That's beside the point. Anuj, who do you have in third? I'm guessing Chelsea as well.
Now, this is quite controversial.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck.
So, I put Man City in third.
Man City in third? What?
Yeah. Okay, well, let me explain. Okay, this is partially because I want to put pressure on Nikhil because I put Chelsea in second, and also because I feel
this is your prediction.
I know, but like just, you know, just because I knew you put them in third and I put them in second, and if I get it right eventually, I would like that.
Oh, bro, don't get me wrong. If Chelsea wins the league, I put them in third, I'll be fine.
Obviously, no, but like I'm just saying, but yeah, I feel City, I don't know, man. They just, if they sign Koulibaly, maybe, but they've signed Ferran Torres and who?
Ake.
So they signed?
I need Ake.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, they're a good team. They'll still dominate the likes of Burnley and Palace and not Palace, Burnley, Leeds.
Oh, they don't have Watford anymore. They don't have to paste Watford anymore.
Exactly. I mean, they have their seasonal 6 goals against us in 2 games.
Dude, you know that Watford game? Fuzel went to the match and I said, if you guys don't score 8 goals, like I told them this before the game, if you guys don't score 8 goals, then
they went to the 8 goals game.
Yeah, and then literally they won 8 and I'm like, shit, they actually did it.
No way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Shit. I need to talk to him about this, but damn, Fuzel went to the 8-0 game. Okay. That must have been fun.
Yeah.
Okay, continue. Why do you think City will be third?
Yeah, I just think that after they bottled it so hard in the Champions League, they're probably going to go for that shit. Because, like, they just about made, like, the FFP shit and all. They just about got that clear, made it into the Champions League. And I think that this season, they are really going to go, like, all out. No fucking care about. And they'll care about the league to an extent, but I still feel Pep doesn't have that much time left on his City career because like, he doesn't stay at clubs for that long. I mean, apart from Barca, I guess, but he didn't stay for that long. And I feel that this might be his last season at City and he might go for the Champions League all up. So, I feel City will come third.
That's really interesting, actually.
City, yeah, I think if they don't win the league or the Champions League, I think he leaves.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No more Carabao Cup is enough.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Bro, they celebrated the Carabao Cup winning it 3 years in a row. They had like a jersey saying like 3-peat Carabao Cup or something. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the 3-peat Carabao Cup jersey.
They're just trying to create that history into something meaningful.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Let's go top two now. Yeah, I mean, for me and Anuj, Anuj knows who mine will be.
Yeah.
Number two, Anuj, you're not going to like this. I have Liverpool.
No way, oh shit.
99 yeah. points means nothing to you, huh? 5-3 hit you so hard.
It'll be the reverse. We'll beat you 5-3.
We're playing next week. Oh shit.
Yeah, we're playing. Oh, we could have brought Anuj on.
Oh shit, yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
it's fine.
If Liverpool thrash y'all, he's coming on.
So lowering the false sense of security will actually come much better.
If Divock Origi scores against us, I'll quit.
I doubt he'll play.
Okay, so my reason. So obviously, then I have City coming first. So Liverpool, I feel, even though they're probably the best, arguably the best 11. In the league, I think if one of their key players gets injured, right? If one of them, like Van Dijk or Salah or Mane, if they get injured, that's a huge loss for them. I feel they don't have enough of a like City's bench is the strongest in the league.
Yeah,
and City suffered a lot of injuries. They suffered initially because Laporte was injured. And then they didn't do much very well after like, he came back. But I feel like that still had quite a bit to play. I feel like if either any of their key players get injured, City will go. City will, you know, take over. But that's just my opinion. Anuj, I'm guessing City second.
Yeah, I think depending on the result today, I don't know if I would have justified Liverpool first. We didn't win today. But yeah, I have City second. I think Pep is just, he's had a breakdown. Like last season, they were 18 points off us, and that's like unlike Pep in his career, I guess. He hasn't been beaten this badly, I don't think.
Yeah, okay. No, this season for Pep was the most number of league games he's ever lost as a manager, and he lost more league games than Arsenal. Like, we finished like sixth. Bro, we drew 14 games, man. We drew every single game under Emery. Like, that game was a fucking tumor in this game.
That Emery is a legend, bro. What a legendary guy. Okay.
But yeah, I still think, you know, people say the defense was pretty bad last season, but I think the attack wasn't as good as they really should have been. Like, Sterling missed so many chances. Like, the one against Lyon, he missed so many chances. Aguero as well.
Yeah, they weren't clinical enough at all. Yeah.
They're losing Silva. They lost Sane. The only upgrades so far, I guess, is Ake and Ferran Torres, which I don't... He's not an upgrade on Sane, at least, even though Sane was injured.
No chance.
Ake might play left-back if Koulibaly comes in. That's the thing. And they don't have to risk playing Mendy.
Mendy is still there. Yeah, I don't know why they haven't got another...
Benjamin.
You remember
he's a social media admin, bro. He hasn't played
before. Do you remember what he did? I still remember this. The game City... I was talking to you, Anuj, at that time. City, Chelsea. He made two mistakes in the same... That was too funny, bro. That was too funny.
Yeah, he's really bad.
Yeah, so I think losing David Silva, they lost another captain, another player who's been there since, I guess, start of the decade. And Aguero was getting older, Fernandinho was getting older. You never know. Like, I don't know, Pep, he doesn't seem like himself right now. He doesn't stay too long at clubs either, anyway, so it'd be interesting to see how he does it this season.
Okay. Fair enough. Anuj, I'm guessing Chelsea second.
Yeah, Chelsea second. Okay, so let me explain this Chelsea second. So now
just wanted to shove it in my face, that's all.
No. There was some thinking behind it. I agree with Anuj that Lampard isn't... He'll be tough for him to handle the egos. But I do feel that at the end of the day, Chelsea have lots of quality in their team in terms of goal. And finish, first of all, I would like to also say that finishing, if they don't finish top three or second, I would be extremely disappointed by the season for them, for the amount they spent. And yeah, and I also feel that the team is like it's really good going forward, and Werner is an excellent addition, and I feel that they should go for second, and I feel they might pull it off this season because of City slipping up and all. So yeah, I think Chelsea comes second.
Yeah, I feel like that's the mentality for a lot of Chelsea fans. As a Chelsea fan, if we don't, you know, finish minimum fourth or third, Abramovich has no problems in sacking whoever it is. He doesn't have to be if it's a club legend, he has no problem sacking whoever it is. So yeah, this is a tough season for Frank, I feel. Definitely.
Did you like Sarri, by the way?
No, I hated Sarri.
Do you think he had a good season?
I spoke to Anuj about this. This argument could be a completely different episode. I didn't like the football Sarri was playing.
Shota ball.
So iconic.
The one where we got exposed 6-0 in City, that's probably the worst day of my life.
I'm getting excited thinking about that match.
I didn't like the City, the amount we had to as fans, I mean, we didn't speak to him obviously personally, but it was the amount of times we had to tell him to play Hudson-Odoi and Loftus-Cheek during that season was so fucking annoying. Like, he wouldn't, I mean, Jorginho's good and all, but he wouldn't not play Jorginho when he was clearly at fault for a lot of it. And he didn't bring out the youth. I think the movement that Frank is going with is going in the right direction. We're bringing up academy players. And the transfer ban, hopefully, touchwood, was a good thing because we were able to use that money somewhere else. And we also brought in, you know, a lot of the academy players, which he didn't do. Even though, like, I know Anuj will say this, even though he won us the Europa League and we finished third, statistically a better season than what we had this time, I'd rather have Frank Lampard then. And I think maybe I would have given Sarri another year, but not more than that. No,
Yeah, I understand that you prefer Frank. I know Sarri probably wasn't the right person, but I think it's fair that he said he had a good season at least, because some Chelsea fans think he had a shit season and Chelsea won him the Europa League rather than the other way around.
No, I mean, how can you say you had a bad season when you've won a European competition and finished in the Champions League places? Like that? Oh, that game, the Europa League final, one of the best days of my life. I loved that. Yeah.
I got drunk enough not to remember.
Main man Oli, bro. Main man Oli. That was the icing on the cake. But yeah. Okay. So obviously I have City winning the league.
Why?
Because purely because I think they'll come back with a vengeance. I think they were heartbroken. So the year before they got 100 points, I don't know, they were like fourth or something. Like, where did they finish?
Fourth, yeah.
And I feel like that's like a repeat of. I still think if they win the Premier League, I still think Pep will go. But I think they'll come back with a vengeance, and I think I have a soft spot for City, I've always thought I really like the way they play. I think defensively they've upgraded. If they sign Koulibaly, I think they've won the league.
Yeah, that's so tricky with this transfer window.
For me, main reason I've put City above Liverpool is I feel like winning the title once is harder than defending it. It's not harder. Defending it is harder than, you know, winning it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I said. Arnav, you can tell us why, other than your bias, kindly tell us why.
Your bias is fine.
It is a bit biased, but I think I have some reasoning behind it. So Klopp did back to back at Dortmund in the Bundesliga, and I think I remember someone said like in a video that. Like, the media there also thought, oh, he can't do it. He hasn't refreshed enough. He only brought in Gundogan, I think. And he sold, like, one or two players. So, I think, weirdly, we're coming in, like, slightly as underdogs. Because people just assume City are going to come back.
Yeah, a lot of people think City will win the league.
And this whole Thiago situation, I genuinely don't know what is going to happen with that.
If he goes to United, how would he feel?
Oh, why would he do that? I think
he's been linked to them heavily.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think we should at least sign him, and then I understand if we don't sign anyone else in the next year, because
yeah.
So far only Keita, you could say, is our, and maybe Oxlade-Chamberlain, but he's injured. They're like our main creative midfielders, because we only attack through our wing backs, and we don't have as much creativity from the midfield. So I think if we have him in the midfield, it gives another option at least.
Oh, Thiago.
Yeah.
But I don't think Liverpool are set up to play with an attacking midfielder that's creative-ish.
He won't play attacking midfield. He sits deeper now, Thiago.
Yeah, and we did it with Coutinho when he was there for that half season before he left.
That was my favorite. Probably favorite. 16-17 and that first half of 17-18, that was probably my favorite Coutinho I've seen at Liverpool. On his entire career, he was so good.
Oh, yeah. My favorite Coutinho is when he came to Anfield with Barcelona and then lost 4-0.
Obviously.
Seeing him and Suarez that game. Me and my brother, we just texting each other, fuck this Suarez, if he did this, screw him now.
Oh shit, yeah, that must have been so satisfying.
Coutinho redeemed himself, at least personally, by winning.
Yeah. Anuj, you also have Liverpool. Do you have anything other than any reasons other than Anuj?
I do. I feel that Liverpool, regardless of them signing Thiago or not, I feel that they'll do it, man. They somehow they'll find a way. Because last season, like, they started really well, like, they won all of their first, like, 17 games or something like that. But I still feel they just have it in them to find a way. Like, today as well, against Leeds, like, they were 1-1, 2-2, 3-3 and all that. But they found a way. They dug deep, they found a way. And I feel that's probably, like, they have quality players, they have a quality manager, but their mentality is what I feel sets them apart from every other team. And I think they're going to go back to that.
I feel like a lot of people will undervalue the winning mentality that a lot of teams that win have. And Liverpool clearly that, right?
I think also if the fans are back, they'll be extra motivated to win it with fans in the stadium. And it's, if we win it, it's 20 times, so we equal with United and then just shove it in their face.
Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't think of that.
That's proper motive, so, man.
We have quite a lot of motive.
I didn't think of that.
To win the league again without making huge signings would be a massive achievement.
Yeah.
And you'll be the fourth team to go back to back. Yeah, only the fourth team.
I think so.
Chelsea, City, United, you'll be the fourth.
Oh yeah, Arsenal never did it, right?
Nah. Alternate.
How long has it been?
Alternate every 16 years or what?
16 years, yeah.
We did 2002, 2004, and then we stopped playing football.
We had Van Persie though. But Van Persie was insane.
Oh, he was immense, bro.
If he could stay fit, man. If he could stay fit. That was the biggest regret. We had him, Fabregas, Nazri. And Song when he was there was good as well.
The less said about Nazri, the better. Bro.
He was really good for us, man.
City was so bad. And he went to West Ham, I believe, after that.
Oh, yeah.
After a few moves, yeah.
Bro, he went to West Ham.
Sevilla, he went to.
He played a couple of games at West Ham. One of them was against us and he assisted the winner. Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, it would be him.
Okay, one thing I will say of why we might not win is our defense has been absolutely shit for the last few months.
Yeah. I also think this downfall that you've had since y'all statistically or mathematically won the league, I feel like that downfall will carry over into next season. And I don't think you have much room for slip-ups if you're winning the league.
Hey, don't say slip, bro.
It triggers something.
How many people, I see so much on social media, oh, Gerrard is so shit, look how he slipped. No one understands how good he was, all the kids or whatever.
I don't, bro, don't interact with such fans.
I don't interact, I just see it and I'm like, oh god.
Don't associate yourself with such fans. They don't know what they're talking about.
He carried your team on his back for so long. In many eras,
West Ham, Newcastle, full boring, bro. Nil.
Yeah, I'm watching it. It's fun. It's quite boring. Carroll missed a chance, but apart from that,
I think Carroll is West Ham or Newcastle?
Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be either of them, honestly.
You know, he could just switch at halftime, nobody will say anything.
Okay. Let's move on to individual awards.
Yes. Start with Golden Boot.
Okay, so we can start with Golden Boot. This was very, very hard for me. So for me, it was either... So the first one is my blind optimism, Timo Werner.
Oh,
my God. And the second one was Aubameyang. I really, really didn't know who to pick.
In the end,
begrudgingly, I went with Aubameyang.
Yeah, okay, nice. I did the same thing.
You went...
Both you went Aubameyang.
With Arsenal, he's their main attack. Every other team, they have two, three players who will score 15 goals. Aubameyang is their only main goal threat.
Yeah, that's exactly my reason for putting Aubameyang over Werner. Goals come through Aubameyang for Arsenal. You don't see Lacazette scores once in a while. I mean, I know how much you hate Lacazette.
Yeah.
But
you don't like Lacazette.
Nah. He hates Lacazette.
Wow.
I'm a rare Arsenal fan to not like Lacazette. I know, but
Did you not like him from the beginning or just recently?
Oh, I loved him a lot in the beginning. But then I realized how. It was just he was masking his statistics because he had nice celebrations. And then I realized eventually how mediocre he got. He has 30 league goals in 3 years, 10 league goals a year. That's quite poor. So, yeah, I don't like him that much. I mean, he was good today. against Fulham, but he can redeem himself, that'll be good, but I don't like him that much.
Yeah, I think the reason behind Aubameyang was if you see a lot of the top half teams, a lot of the teams get goals through midfield. Arsenal don't as much. It's mainly through Aubameyang and Lacazette. Pepe doesn't score. Pepe gets more assists. He crosses it into Aubameyang. So that was my. Who's yours?
Mine. Okay. I didn't pick Aubameyang. So yes. So yeah, I picked Salah for the goal.
Fair, yeah.
I know he scored a hat trick today and all, but like aside from that, I mean, this is going to sound really fucking weird, but just hear me out, okay, on this one. So, 17-18, Mo Salah comes to Liverpool.
Okay.
He makes a record, golden boot, like insane season. And his haircut and his beard was impeccable that season. Really good.
This is literally my reasoning. I was going to put Salah for the exact same thing.
Really, really good. He's really, really good.
The aerodynamics. So
listen. So now 18-19, once again, golden boot. Once again, you know, good hair and shit. And now this season, which he didn't win it, I got stats as well. So pre-lockdown, 9 games. The stretch of 9 games pre-lockdown, when his hair was like, he could trim his hair whenever he wanted to. 7 goals in 9 games pre-lockdown. Post-lockdown, when he couldn't trim his hair frequently, couldn't trim his beard frequently, must have been all messed up and shit like that, 3 goals in 8 games. It clearly affects him in a way. Wow. This might sound stupid, but it clearly affects him in a way. And I feel that, you see, his trim today was on point. His hair and his beard, everything was perfect, and he scored a hat-trick and one insane goal, and he was overall a very good performance. So I feel, even though it sounds outrageous, he's going to win the Golden Boot because he's a good player, but apart from that, his haircut is immense. He will not win the Golden Boot.
He's lost his best friend though, Dejan Lovren.
Oh, yeah.
But he replaced him though already.
With whom?
The new guy, Tsimikas.
Oh, yeah.
And what? Oh shit, he's new best friend. Damn. I thought him and Sadio were
tight. Ned, like, Sadio is a quiet guy. He's not that type of guy.
Okay.
Sadio is clueless half the time, man. Like, I remember one interview, like, in the, I think it was against Bayern Munich in the Champions League when they won the first leg or second leg. He said, yeah, nice game, good to get 3 points. It was around a 16 second leg. And that guy's thinking about 3 points. He doesn't know what he's doing, but he's so good.
He's so sweet, but he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. Okay, let's move on to MVP.
No, top assistant.
So you do top assists?
Yeah, of course.
Well, then it's easy, Cherry, man. You know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, all of us got the same answer.
It's Kevin De Bruyne, right? Let's move
on. Kevin De Bruyne. Yeah,
No. Oh. It's Takumi Minamino.
Minamino. Yes, cool.
Deepcock, not you know what?
No, he should be top scorer, actually. I should have chosen him.
Yeah. We'll edit it later that Deepcock is top scorer.
Well, actually, we have Kevin De Bruyne.
Obviously, yeah.
Clean sheets. So let's see clean sheets. Who has most clean sheets? This is probably controversial. I have Edison.
Oh, same.
All
of us have Edison. I think that
the defense is much better now. Like, I think it's much better.
I think even without Koulibaly, I think he gets it, because whenever City like thrash a team, they don't concede. Like with Liverpool, we'll concede maybe one. Exactly. Chelsea, they'll also probably concede maybe one or two.
Yeah, we have to.
So I think, I don't know if Nick Pope will have a good season again. So I think Edison's safe shout.
I should put Kepa, bro.
Kepa.
You can't concede any goals if you don't play, so fair enough.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's very true. But yeah, I also feel Edison, because even last season City's defense was not good, but Edison still managed to go to the last season. So I feel he's gonna just do it again.
You think Edison will get it even though they don't win the league?
Yeah. Because they'll beat like Burnley, West Ham, Arsenal, West Brom, Villa, Fulham, Brighton. All of them, both legs without conceding. and then they might concede one or two somewhere else. So I feel that he's gonna get the win. Okay.
Yeah, when City concede, they usually don't bounce back well. So I think whenever they win, they just get a clean sheet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you want to move on? Let's move on to
Player
of the Year. For me, this was a tough one actually, but I'm going to go with my guy, back to back, Kevin De Bruyne.
Because
I think I saw this post on Instagram saying how many times people over the last two decades have won MVP. I think Ronaldo's won it twice.
Bale did it.
Ronaldo,
Henry,
and Ronaldo
wants
to go back to back.
Yeah, so I think De Bruyne deserves a second one.
Wait, did Van Persie not do back to back?
I don't think
he did. He did 11-12. Because 10-11, Bale won.
Oh, right.
11-12,
Bale won. Bale won 12-13 as well, yeah.
12-13, then 13-14, obviously, Suarez.
So I'm purely picking. I would have picked Sadio Mane if Liverpool had won the league, but purely because I think City is winning, I think Kevin De Bruyne.
Okay, I was deliberating between three players, obviously De Bruyne, Salah, and then Mane. Okay. This time, I think I've gone with Salah, even though I didn't put him for top scorer, but ignore that. I just think if we're going to win the league, we're going to have one of the front three have like an insane season. And I think that's going to be him. And he already started so well. So I think he gets the second one.
Thing is, if you're to win the league, I think both of them have to, at least two of them have to.
Yeah, obviously, Mane still needs to get like 15 plus goals at least. But I think Salah still gets, because he's on penalties, he'll get more goals.
Anuj?
Yeah, mine's Salah. I think he's going to explode this season. Really.
Why was it purely after this Leeds game?
Haircut won, that was before itself. And I had Salah like since then itself as my number one scorer. I feel that he's gonna have a really good season.
Mumad Salah.
Young player.
Oh shit. I didn't know young player of the year. Okay, you guys go first this time. I'll think of it.
None of you go.
Wait, so how old do you have to be considered 25. Too old? Because I know Harry Kane won it when he was like 22 or something.
Yeah, that was kind of
25, I think. 25? I think Raheem Sterling was nominated this year.
He won it last, like the season they won it, the 18-19 one. He won it that year somehow.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb. Okay, it's 23 or under.
I think I don't know if Trent will have it again. That's my issue.
Okay.
I think Mason Greenwood is my bet.
Nice. I went Greenwood as well.
How can you?
Although if Sancho comes, that's the issue. If Sancho comes, he doesn't win it, I don't think.
I think Greenwood wins it regardless. I think Greenwood is going to really burst on this time. And one, because he's English. He's going to get lots of voters. Two, because he plays for United, he's going to get lots of voters. And three, because he'll actually probably play well. So,
okay.
Post-lockdown, he was insane. His weak foot is... He doesn't have a weak foot.
Yeah, he doesn't have a weak foot. Even Martial, they don't have weak foot.
Martial has no expression either.
Yeah, that's true.
You can age his face anyways. So.
Bro, if there's any player... United, it's that way. Wow, I just don't like him. Okay, so I think for me, it's going to be different. This is going to be quite a little bit controversial.
If you say Mason Mount, I'm cutting the call right now.
Ross Barkley.
Barkley? Is he even under 23?
I think I could go. I haven't had time to think about this, but I think it'll be Phil Foden.
Oh, yeah. We chose both the idiots who got kicked out of the England squad.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. He had a kid when he was like 16.
Foden has a kid.
Yeah, he has a kid.
Foden has a kid.
Yeah.
Even Sterling had a kid when he was like 17.
Yeah, man.
Foden has a kid.
Gordon is
he has like a
he's a doctor, yeah. I think.
Oh,
that's why also it was much bigger for him because like he has like a partner and everything.
Exactly, and there's like a picture of his ass circulating on the internet.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
There was a picture of his like bare ass on Twitter, like of him. I think somebody like sneakily kicked it while he was, like, you know, doing what he was doing. But yeah, that was that.
Yeah, my reason for Foden is because he's going to play a lot more since David Silva left.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably just my reason. I don't know anything. I haven't done anything. It could be trending.
It could be trending.
I didn't know we were doing Young Player of the Year.
Of course we're doing Young Player of the Year.
Okay. So we should probably explain the point system before we're done.
Hey, you didn't do manager of the season.
Oh fuck, I
what is this? You're forgetting awards.
Shit.
Okay. Did you do it, Anna?
No, but I think I have a
good option anyway. I'm going to Klopp again? Yeah, I'm going to Klopp again. I think they'll get 100 this time.
Oh, I don't think that's happening.
I really think it's going to happen. I know they've started off a bit shaky, but I think they'll eventually get it. But yeah, I think Klopp will win it again regardless. According to my predictions as well, there is no team which is breaching the top six, a non-top six team breaching it. So I don't feel any of those managers are going to win it. And if they don't win it, I think it'll be Klopp. So yeah, that's my reason.
This one's hard for me. I don't know.
I'm thinking if like Leeds have a good season, Bielsa might win it.
Yeah. Or this guy, Chris Wilder 2.0.
Yeah, but then it depends on how well the top two teams do. Otherwise, he won't get it.
I'm a big fan of Bielsa. Actually, I think he's good. Jose Mourinho. I'm joking.
Jose Mourinho.
I want to say Frank Lampard, bro.
Oh my god. I don't think I'll watch.
I feel like the expectation will like doesn't help him that he has so much expectation.
The thing is, all of my individual awards have gone to City players except top scorer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, screw it, bro. Klopp.
Unanimous Jurgen Klopp manager.
Especially if he does with no additions, that's just like insane.
Yeah, I'm going back to back itself.
Yeah. I feel bad for Chris Wilder though. I thought he was there. He could have. I mean, you can't. Yeah. If it was on any year where Liverpool wasn't as dominant, I think Chris Wilder would have won it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Let's wrap this up.
Explain the point system first.
Let's explain the fucking point system. Okay, so how do I explain? So every position of a team is from the correct position, you will get that many number of points, and whoever has the most points at the end of the season will have to do the forfeit. We're going to give each of the individual awards a -3 if you get it right. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Do you want to add anything else? I think that should be fine, right?
Yeah, it's just, just hope for the best.
Anuj, be ready to wear it. You are going to lose.
I'm mentally, I can envision you wearing it already, so it's fine.
No chance. Anuj and I had quite similar predictions, to be honest. Yours... Yeah, I think the one you will get very, very wrong is Leeds.
Cherry, I think you should just volunteer yourself because you'll just get the kids' size so we can save some money on that.
Okay, yeah. That is true.
Okay. We're going to have to pay for that. Okay.
We're buying something off the fucking streets. I'm not spending so much in a United jersey.
Okay. Let's wrap it up. So if you want to, you know, you should probably follow our Instagram because you're going to get updates regarding this episode and you probably want to see us one of us wear a United jersey. Especially, you'd probably want to see Anuj wear a United jersey. So, you should probably follow us on Instagram at the Gully Scorecard. You should follow Anuv on Instagram at Anuv.
Don't follow me.
Why? Why not?
Come on. We're giving you, take free clout. We're giving it to you. Don't say no to free clout.
Half the people listening to this probably follow you on Instagram anyways. So, yeah. What is it? I don't know. I don't know. We'll link it.
Oh, so sweet. So sweet.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Gully Scorecard.
Yeah. You're on Twitter also. Wow.
Yeah. You bastard. You don't do anything on Twitter. Put some tweets.
Because bro. I have a deactivated account and I cannot promote it anymore. But I'm famous.
Tweets, bro. Say some controversial things.
Yeah.
Get some views. Yeah, I think that's all we have to say. Thank you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.